Poet and novelist Dennis Cooper says his writing has been influenced by punk rock, and his brutal sexual imagery influenced by the books of the Marquis de Sade. In the introduction to a collection of Cooper's poems in the early 80s, Edmund White described Cooper as the poet, critic, and mimic of the blank generation. In a review of Cooper's new novel, Closer, White wrote that Cooper may be one of the few new American writers to have a completely distinct voice. Closer is about a beautiful boy named George and all the men who become sexually obsessed with him. The first chapter is about George and an artist named John.
Students would crowd around him after school and kind of hint how they wouldn't mind modeling when he had a moment. He didn't have time to draw everyone, but being picky meant choosing an artistic goal. John couldn't. He didn't know what he was doing. He wound up selecting the best-looking students because they were fun to deface and pretty easy to fool. He'd just sort of casually say that maybe he was portraying how tortured they were behind their looks, and they'd gasp at his scribbles like they were seeing God or a UFO. One afternoon, a sophomore named George Miles took a seat in John's bedroom and tried not to blink. He'd look cute, maybe even a little too cute, across the school cafeteria, but one-on-one he twitched and trembled so much he made John think of a badly tuned hologram. John tried to draw, but George was already ruined without his help. "I'll take a Polaroid," he thought, "in case I become a photographer." Reaching for the camera, he happened to notice the bed. "No film. Listen, I've got another idea," he said.
Well, I think it's about the closest we'll get to the bed in any reading. The sex in this book is connected to pain, death, mutilation. Practices people would find extreme and perverted. Do you see this book as social criticism of that kind of sexuality or a manifestation of it?
Well, it certainly isn't criticism of that kind of sexuality. I think it's a reflection of the fears of the characters in terms of connecting with other people, other characters in the book, and the kind of disbelief they have in the idea of love or the idea of a kind of spiritual connection between people, and yet their need to do it.
Do you identify with that yourself?
In a certain way, although the extremity of the acts are just a kind of representation of how things can become, you know, kind of really extreme as an area of information, I guess.
There's a lot of death connected to sex in your novel, and I want to quote a couple of the characters. One of them says, "My ideas about death are beautiful, so I wanted to talk about killing a beautiful person." Someone else says, after a funeral, "I only knew about death from song lyrics and movies, so I don't know how to react except to say wow, although it's a bigger and more serious wow than usual." One kind of death that's missing from your book is death as a result of AIDS. There's really no mention of AIDS in the novel.
No, I'm working on a book now that deals with AIDS in a certain way. But the way that AIDS is represented in the book is that the sex is so terrifying, and I wanted to represent a world that where that major concern wasn't part of it, because the concerns were really these sort of myopic characters who were really shut down people who were trying to connect with each other in this other way that didn't involve things like that, or really a realistic representation of life at all. I mean, there's hardly any women in it. There's all sorts of things that are really unreal about it.
If these characters knew about AIDS, would they have safe sex?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I think they're so self-involved. I think they would certainly think about it all the time. It would become part of their fear, and they might very well, but I get the feeling they just don't know what to do.
Do you see your writing as having a pornographic function? Do you want it to be arousing, or do you want it to be disturbing, or both?
Oh, I don't see it as being arousing at all. And in fact, the sex is almost always described through other as a metaphor. I mean, when the George character has sex or is the victim of certain kinds of brutality by the other characters, it's either through his thinking, and he's relating it to Disneyland. I mean, he's trying to imagine the violence being done to him is like the sound of a tree being chopped down and things like that. Or the other people are seeing it in such a distanced way. I don't think it's erotic. It's not at all that. I think it's disturbing, and I'm trying to use the language to kind of mediate in a way so that you're kind of drawn in to studying these acts rather than being like thrown into shock and your mind sort of clicks off at it. So it's disturbing, yeah.
The character in your book that everybody's obsessed with is a very attractive young man, and everybody has a different obsession with him. Have you ever been the pretty boy yourself when
No.
you were younger?
No, never. I was always interested in people like the George Miles character, and I've always written about them. And I don't know exactly what that's about. I mean, there's a character, actually, that a person I knew when I was in school, on whom the character is based, and actually the name is the name of this person, but it's not about his life at all, and it's certainly not him. But he was the sort of prototype for a kind of person that fascinates me, a person who is attractive and whose only sense of self-worth is based entirely on his looks, and thereby hasn't really... doesn't have a sophisticated view on the world, and is really in danger of being exploited by people. And that, I think that does happen a lot.
Do you feel that you've ever taken advantage of someone young and attractive? You know, you refer to them as being frequently victimized.
I'm more the type who tries to save them, which is equally ridiculous. But I'm more like, feel like, you end up being selfish because everyone is selfish, but I'm more the person that feels like they should rescue that person or something.
In reviewing your new novel, Closer, Ed White wrote, "Never has fiction been reduced to such a slim, entirely poetic strain, which is as morally repellent as it is aesthetically seductive." Are you looking for that contradiction?
No, I don't see the work as being morally repellent at all. The point is to look at things. I'm really trying to create something where people confront these things and sort of, I mean, that it initiates a lot of activity in the reader's brain about, so they weigh out what this is about, and how they feel about these kinds of exploitations and sex and things. I mean, every reaction is perfectly fine, so his reaction is that it's morally repellent, and some people feel that way. In fact, a lot of the reviews have said have used the word repellent and said that yet the writing seduces you into it, and in a way that's true, but I just don't see this stuff as being repellent. I'm too close to it. I'm too interested in it.
I don't really know much about you personally, but I'd imagine that people who know you from your literature when meeting you would have some pretty strange ideas, you know, pretty wild expectations of what you really like.
That's true. People often think that I'm going to be sort of a vicious, horrible person, but I don't think I am. I think I'm just like really absorbed in the material, and I mean, a lot of people when they get to know me find my interest in it kind of disturbing. But I don't know. I just really feel like that there's some kind of answer for myself anyway, and in studying these areas.
You've said that punk music really affected your sensibility. How?
Music's always been really important to me, and I've been pretty much informed by that since I was a kid, as much as any other art form. And my ideas and the way I even write is sort of influenced by certain musical ideas and people in popular music. I don't know. When I was a kid and it was the hippie thing was going on, it just always seemed so fake to me, and I never believed that everyone really loved each other and that it was a kind of large humanist world. I just didn't think so. It just seemed like a very terrifying world to me. And then when punk came along, it was more about... you know, it was a terrible world, and that, but you had to fight it. I mean, the whole Sex Pistols idea of like that we're individuals and we can unite through a kind of acceptance of these terrors and a kind of support system that was based on a kind of anarchical idea that, you know, that we were individuals, that it wasn't based on any kind of traditional system, political system, or belief system. So, just in those ways, I felt very close to that and the way the emotions were expressed in a kind of, the kind of minimalist blank way.
One last question. Do you think of yourself as attractive?
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's a funny question. I try not to think about it.
I ask because you're so kind of drawn to exploring physical beauty in others and how people respond to that physical beauty. So I really wanted to know how you think of yourself.
Oh, not in that way at all. I mean, there's a friend of mine who always says that when I or someone I know see someone attractive, they always say, "Do you want to be that person, or do you want to like know that person or get to know?" And it's always, for me, it's a no, whereas other people always want to be. But it's not a desire to be that. It's just a desire to sort of understand it or appreciate it or something.
Uh-huh. So you're not self-conscious about your looks?
Well, no, I'm very self-conscious about everything, but I suppose the looks are involved in it, but no.
Dennis Cooper, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.